This is audition season for the Fox Television Network show American Idol. This month and next, scouts are judging star hopefuls in big cities such as Los Angeles and New York and Atlanta. And here is a pre-audition peek.
This is Joshua Lebs at the mammoth line for American Idol auditions in Atlanta. People got here outside the Georgia Dome 2 days before the tryouts even begin. They had to make the cutoff. For some stories, it's difficult to get people to talk to you, but showing up with a microphone in front of Idol wannabes, not one of them.
I embody everything that American Idol should be.
That's Amy Pinup from Tampa.
I'm smart, and I'm cool to hang around with, and I'm hilarious, and I've got a good voice.
Works for me. You be the judge.
Black velvet in that little boy's smile. Black velvet in that slow southern style. A new religion that'll bring you to your knees. Black velvet, if you please.
All right. Hey, you got my vote.
Just steps away in this twisty mega line is 19-year-old Sean Michael Scott, who says he's the next Usher.
I just know, man. I got the look, I got the talent, you know, it's just on, you know? I'm just that good, you know? What can I say?
And to prove it...
you got it bad when you're on the phone. Hang up and you call right back. You got it bad if you miss a day without your friend, your whole life's off track.
Not bad, but anybody who's watched the first two seasons on Fox knows the judges get especially impressed by belters. So where's the singer that's going to make me reset the levels on my microphone?
A whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, we're only dreaming.
There you go. That was 22-year-old Orlando Adrian, and those cheers in the background were for him. The crowd seems pretty supportive, probably because they know they're stuck together for a couple days. They have pillows, blankets, coolers. Here's how Carol Suzanne Dura from Princeton, Kentucky plans to pass the time.
She has Uno cards. Maybe play Uno.
So at the end of all this, are you guys going to be able to actually get in there and sing, having stood out here for a couple of days?
Yeah.
Once they're in, they audition for producers, who will decide if they get to audition for the three judges. So, basically, by the time all these people get to strut their stuff for the people who could make them stars, they won't have showered for at least 2 days. Here's 17-year-old Jamie Beckerman.
I'm sorry to the judges who have to see all these nasty people, but, I mean, what are you going to do? We're out here sweating. I brought some makeup, you know, slap it on the face, make it look a little better, so we'll see.
The judges will consider their sound and style before deciding whether they get to go to L.A. for the next stage in the competition for a $1 million record deal. The biggest challenge is impressing the famous/infamous no-holds-barred judge, Simon Cowell.
Are you prepared to face the wrath of Simon?
Definitely. That's the only reason I'm here, is to meet Simon. I love Simon.
I might give him a couple choice words, you know, haven't decided yet, but I will give him a piece of my mind. If necessary, yeah, but if he says I'm good... I'm kissing his butt, you know.
But Douglas Christian Jr. from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, plans to follow more of a divide-and-conquer strategy. He'll focus on the one female judge, former pop star Paula Abdul.
I mean, just serenading. You got to know how to serenade a woman.
You ever serenaded a woman?
Yes, I have.
Just when I started to think all the contestants had read the same How to Be Hyper-Confident handbook, came this shocking moment of realism.
I don't think I'm good enough to be the American Idol, but I think I'm good enough to be in the music business.
That's 18-year-old Michael Donahue, who auditioned the last 2 years and thinks it'll be good for his career just to make it as far as Los Angeles.
Well, I'm a man of many wishes. Hope my premonition misses, but what I really feel, my eyes won't let me hide, 'cause they always start to cry.
Sorry to say, no one I heard stunk. The really, really bad auditions have become part of the entertainment when the show airs. Perhaps the public humiliation is keeping some of them away. More likely, the competition is just more fierce than ever. For Day to Day, I'm Joshua Lebs, and here's someone that just might be famous this time next year, Jamie Beckerman.
Who is that girl I see staring
for all time. When will my reflection show? Who